part to say there's so much freedom now. A lot of things are happening that speak towards freedom.
Mm-hmm.
While those in opposition disagree and also point towards what they feel has been, you know, lack of freedom. But the big question is, especially on days like Africa Freedom Day, Independence Day, and when we see people get to discourage their supporters from commemorating that, what are we expecting if those same people get to become Republican president or form government? Won't they still expect the same government people to unite on a day like that?
Mm-hmm.
The same way we have this current president, again, who made those statements, but today we'll be expecting people to unite on a significant day like this. But now we're seeing the same rhetoric being used. And what will also happen to the same people making that statement? And if they're given a chance for the general people to rule this country or to be in government, what will happen in days like this? Could we continue with this? That's the bigger question that has been asked for this morning. So food for thought as you go on with the rest of the day. It's 8 hours on Phoenix FM. We have the news coming up next. And right after that, we have more as we go into the third and final hour of the show.
That was Breakfast with Standard, connecting you to insights and opportunities that help you keep growing with Standard. The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Restoring network. Absa.
We need to make sure that everyone gets paid on time.
In business, we need advice, solutions, and special expertise when it's needed. We get it. Ask a business value.
Good morning. The headlines. CCMG says police still have work to do to credibly manage elections. UPND says double nomination certificates do not a sign of internal dispute. And in global news, U.S. military says it has launched new strikes on southern Iraq. To the 8 hours in the news bulletin of Phoenix, I am Christian Zambia. The Christian Center of Monitoring Group, CCMG, says the Zambia Police Service still has a lot of work to do if it is to credibly police this year's election. CCMG Program Director Peter Mwanga had told CBC that although police have assured residents recent political violence during nominations and continued incidents during campaign have exposed gaps in the service's preparedness to guarantee security for electoral activity. Mr. Mwanga says nomination and campaign periods are the most critical stages of the electoral process and should be used to test law enforcement abilities to prevent and respond to violence. He's appealing to the police to strengthen their response mechanisms and demonstrate greater readiness if the country is to hold peaceful and credible elections. His remarks come in a space of political violence continuing in parts of the country, including a recent attack on the Nani parliamentary independent candidate, Patrick Kanyindu, and some of his supporters by unidentified people while in a campaign trail in the constituency.
I think it's a very good place to see how prepared the police are, and I think the most critical time of the election process is actually the campaign period, where we've witnessed a lot of violence in the past. Usually election day is very calm and peaceful, and so we need to see a very prepared police service going forward, one that will be able to deal with these instances of violence. But from what we have seen, I think there's a lot that needs to be done for the police in terms of being ready to provide security for electoral activities.
The ruling UPND says the giving of double nomination certificates to candidates witnessed or filing in as nominations should not be interpreted as a sign of internal dispute within the party. UPND spokesperson Dominga Simeka has explained that such measures are sometimes necessary to address emerging issues during the nomination process. social effects development to meet in the Muslim Orthodox rejected Antwerp Latin Bangor, saying political progress not really kind of co-thinking people. The federal population of the Muslims remains more confident of victory, citing progress in economic and public transformation, stability and resilience, despite the fierce federal measures during the Antwerp Latin Bangor conversion. The Zambian Forestry and Forest Industry Corporation of Africa has a group assertion that it has sidelined the formula following the acquisition of a $3 million state-of-the-art sawmill. Speaking in an interview to the Zafiko Acting Director Commercial and Unity, says the corporation is still working closely with Formula and continues to sell round wood to support the local timber industry. Mitsubishi explains that some sawmills have been brought on board, while others are operating as agents and distributors of the Zafiko timber products. She is worried that about 360 agents and distributors have partnered with the corporation across the country. Ms. Kipuri says the investment in the modern sawmill is aimed at improving efficiency, increasing production capacity, and ensuring a consistent supply of quality timber products. And Ms. Kipuri says the FICO supplied approximately 80,000 pieces of timber onto the Zambia market in the first quarter of this year.
In January this year, we initiated the process of onboarding most of our small-scale customers to become our agents and distributors of the timber. To that effect, we're very pleased to announce that we have dedicated over 350 of our agents and distributors. And rising from that, in Q1 alone, we were able to propose to the market 80,000 units of timber to the Zambian market.
The engineering institution in Zambia says the implementation of professional fees regulations marks a major turning point for the engineering profession and will help improve standards, accountability, and quality in the sector. CIZ President Wesley Kabuga says the regulations are long overdue and will bring sanity to the engineering industry by ensuring that professional engineering services are properly valued and regulated. Engineer Kabuga says for many years, engineers have faced challenges of underpricing and poor remuneration, a situation he says has affected professionalism and the quality of service delivery in some cases. He explains to PNC that the introduction of the professional fees regulations will now provide a clear framework to guide planners, developers, and engineering firms when budgeting for projects, while also ensuring that engineering work meets the expected standards. He added that stronger regulation and adherence to professional standards are critical as Zambia continues to expand its infrastructure and economic development agenda, noting that the public deserves safe, durable, and high-quality engineering work.